This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're in the market for a new car, sort of on the high end, $35,000 or so, and you don't need it like right away, you could do worse than the Tesla Model 3. The catch is, demand for those cars is high, supply is really low. So low, in fact, that Bloomberg's Tom Randall decided to figure out for himself how many Model 3s Tesla is making. Hey, Tom.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Why are you going to all this effort for the Model 3?
Well, this is Tesla's first attempt to be a high-volume, mass-production automobile manufacturer, you know, like 500,000 cars a year or more, and it's also the first electric car that might possibly reach those kinds of volumes. So, you know, this is probably the most watched number in the automotive industry right now, and stocks are trading on it, people with reservations for their car, they want to know when their number is coming up, and the industry is waiting for bated breath to, you know, see what happens to Tesla.
And your best guess is how many Model 3s are out there running around?
So our best guess as of right now is about 7,700, and they're making about 1,052 a week.
And there are how many people out there waiting for their Model 3?
Well, last we heard, there are almost 500,000. Tesla hasn't been updating those numbers lately, but there are 500,000 people waiting for this car.
How are you tracking production? I thought this was fascinating.
We have two different data sets that we're pulling here, and they're both based on vehicle identification numbers, or VINs. And this was a system that was started in the 1950s, originally to track cars and prevent them from being stolen, but now they're kind of used for recalls. So we are able to electronically ping the U.S. safety regulators to see how many VINs that Tesla has registered at any given time. Now, that's kind of an imperfect number because it's very forward-looking. They register them in large batches before they actually start production on those batches. Then we're also using a data set that's based on crowdsourcing. And we're kind of continuing the data that started with on Reddit and Tesla Motors Club forums, where people, whenever they saw one of these Model 3s, they're so rare, whenever they saw one in the wild, people would report them online and take a picture of the VIN, which is in the under the front windshield. Yeah. Now people are reporting them directly to Bloomberg.
I have to tell you, my kids and I have a little game, Spot the Tesla 3, and just like 3 days ago, we found the first one.
Yeah, taking the place of the old slug bug, VW.
right. Punch buggy, yeah, but that's a whole different game. Here's the thing about Tesla and Elon Musk. He has a history, a protracted, long, drawn-out history of over-promising and under-delivering. And now, in essence, he has bet the company on this car.
That's absolutely right. This is absolutely existential from Tesla's perspective. You know, from the very beginning, Tesla has been built to be a mass market electric vehicle company. And for the last year, they spent almost $4 billion building up the infrastructure for this car to produce them in large numbers. So, you know, when you're seeing these numbers that are so small by comparison, that means a lot of equipment and a lot of people who are sitting kind of idle right now. And that's a lot of cash that Tesla's burning through until they get through the kind of production bottlenecks. So this is one where it's going to start to really, really hurt for Tesla if they can't start to hit those numbers soon.
Have you driven a Model 3, by the way?
I have. Actually, just 2 weeks ago, I spent a whole weekend in a car, about 20 hours. I thought it was a great car. I think the question is whether or not Tesla can make these in sufficient numbers, can make them with sufficient quality, and can turn a profit on it while doing it. I think whether or not people like this car, you know, in my opinion, that's no longer really a question.
Hmm. Tom Randall at Bloomberg News talking about the Tesla Model 3. Tom, thanks a lot.
Thank you.